Rabbi Huda said, Ben Bukhi testified in Yavne, any court that gives a maksif a shekel toward the Kabbanah Sibra has not sinned. And Ben Bukhi holds that the Kohanim are actually puzzled for giving a maksif a shekel. As the Pasuk says, call over al Fakudim, anybody who is counted is chayav in a maksif a shekel. And the Kohanim were not included in the count of the Bnei Yisrael. So you might think that since the Kohen is puzzled for giving a maksif a shekel, he's not allowed to do so. And since the Kohen is a yachid, he's an individual, and the Kabbanah must be brought from the Tzibor, from the public. And if the Kohen gives the maksif a shekel toward the Kabbanah Tzibor, it will turn out that the Kabbanah Tzibor are being brought from a yachid, which is forbidden. Even so, the Kohen is allowed to give the maksif a shekel, as we assume that the Kohen is donating the maksif a shekel with a full heart to the Tzibor, so therefore, the maksif a shekel that the Kohen brought actually belongs to the Tzibor. So the Kabbanahs are being brought from the Tzibor, not from the Yachid. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Loki. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, that's not the case. Elo kol koin she'eno shokel chote. Any coin that does not give a maksif a shekel has sin. As according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Kohanim are in fact chayav to give a maksif a shekel. As even though the pasuk says kol over al pekudim, the pasuk doesn't mean anybody who is counted as chayav in maksif a shekel. It means anybody who passed through the Yom Tov when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim is chayav in maksif a shekel. And the Kohanim also went through the Yom Tov, so therefore they are chayav as well in giving the maksif a shekel. Elish ha'kohanim dorshim mikvazelav. However, there were Kohanim that did not give a maksif a shekel because they darshaned the following pasuk for their own benefit, and they tried to learn out from the following pasuk that they are pasuk for giving the maksif a shekel. As the pasuk says, "V'chol minchas kohen kolo tia lo tiacho." Any mincha that is brought by a kohen in the Beit HaMikdash should be totally consumed. It should not be eaten. And there's a difference between a mincha that is brought by a Kohen and a mincha that is brought by the rest of Klal Yisrael. A mincha that is brought by the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen would have a portion of it and would eat part of the mincha. However, when a Kohen brings a mincha, the mincha is entirely consumed. Nobody would eat from the mincha. And the Kohen said the following, Ha'il v'omer ushteh ha'lechem v'lechem ha'panim shalanu heach nechalem. Since the mincha is omer and the shteh ha'lechem that is brought in shvut, and the lechem apanim would be brought partially from the money that the Kohanim gave toward the Kabbanah Tzibor, how can they be eaten? As the minchas ha'omer and the shtei lechem and the lechem apanim are eaten. And if the Kohanim would contribute towards the Kabbanah Tzibor by giving a machzis ha'shekel, so that means that part of the money that's being used to buy the omer and the shtei lechem and lechem apanim are being brought from the Kohanim. So it turns out that it's a mincha from Kohanim, so it can't be eaten. So therefore, they felt that they're puzzled from giving the maksif a shekel, as if they would give the maksif a shekel, and they would have a portion of the minchas ha'omer, shtei lechem, and lechem apanim. It would be forbidden to eat them, just like the mincha of a kohen cannot be eaten. So they darshan that puzzle for their own benefit, and refused to give a maksif a shekel towards the kabbanah sibur. But the real truth is that the kohanim are chayav to give a maksif a shekel, and that which a mincha from a kohen cannot be eaten, that's only if the mincha is entirely owned by the kohen. In this case, the kohanim only have a chelik in it. They only have a small portion in the mincha ha'omer, shtei lechem and lechem apanim. So therefore, they would not have a din of a mincha from a kohen, and they could be eaten. So in truth, the kohanim were chayav to bring a maksif a shekel. Sarashkan paragraph, Mishnah Hey, Afal Pisham, Eim Amashim, Nashim, Bavadim, Ukutanim. And Shokul, Makaba, Miyar. Even though we have said previously in this parak that Bezdin does not force women, servants, and children under 20 years old to bring a maksif ha'shekel, these people are not mechuyev to give a maksif ha'shekel. However, if they choose to bring a maksif ha'shekel, then Bezdin would accept it from them, and their maksif ha'shekel would be used towards the korbanos sibur. As even though they are not mechuyev to do so, they are allowed to bring a maksif ha'shekel, and it would be used for the tefidim and musafim, as long as when they give the maksif a shekel, they donated it full-heartedly to the tzibur, so that the kabbanah tzibur are not being brought by a yachid, by an individual who is not mechuyev to give a maksif a shekel. However, once they donated full-heartedly to the tzibur, that maksif a shekel no longer belongs to the individual. It belongs to the tzibur. Hanachri ba'akusi sheshaklu ein mekabah miyadu. a goy or a kusi that wants to give a machzis hashekel, bezin would not accept it from them. Bezin would not accept a machzis hashekel from a goy or a kusi, since we do not want that they should have a chelik in our kabbanos people. Ve'em mekava miyadon kinei zavim, v'kinei zavos, v'kinei yaldos, v'chatos, v'asham. So too, bezin would not accept from the hands of goyim or kusim a pair of birds that are brought by a zav or a zava, or by a yoledes, a woman who has given birth, or a chatos or an asham that a guy wants to bring. Bezin would not allow them to bring such korbanos. Avon nedarim unedavos mekaba miyadim. However, if a guy or a kusi wants to bring a neder or nedava as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, bezin would accept such a korban from the guy. And even though goyim are not mechuyev to bring a korban, so therefore they cannot bring a chatos or an asham since they're not mechuyev, or they can't bring birds that a zav, zava, or a lettuce would bring. However, if they want to donate a korban as a neder or a nedava, they would be allowed to do so. As Chazal darshan from a pasuk, that even a guy can donate a korban that would be brought in the Beit HaMikdash. Zehaklal. This is a general rule. Kol she nidor v'nidav mikava miyadav. Any korban that is brought as a neder or a nedava is a donation from the guy to be brought as a korban. Bezin would receive such a korban from the hands of a guy. Kol she'ein nidor v'nidav, ein mekabel miyadav. But any korban that is not brought as a neder or a nedava, a korban that is brought as a chiyuv, an obligation, it's not brought as a donation, such as a chatos and a asha, bezin would not receive such a korban from a guy, and the guy cannot bring a chatos or an asha or any other korban that is an obligation. And this is explicitly found through Ezra HaSofer. Shenema, as the Pasuk says in Ezra, Lo lechem v'lanu livnos bayis elokeinu. It's not for you, it's for us to build a house to our God. As the Kusa wanted to help Klai Yisrael build the second Beit HaMikdash, and Klai Yisrael rejected their offer, saying, you do not have any chelik in the Beit HaMikdash, you cannot help us build the Beit HaMikdash. And so too, we do not accept any korban that's an obligation from Goyim or Kusim. The only thing a guy could bring in the Beit HaMikdash is a neder or an adult.